on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Oh my God, this is so triggering. Well, why don't you just walk into a business and hand the manager your resume and you're going to get hired.
Dude.
That's how this works nowadays. Like, I'm telling y'all, these are going to be...
I know.
These are going to be a little triggering, y'all. Okay. Yeah. There's a list online today about boomer advice that's incredibly unhelpful. And if you've got some you can think of, you can text it to us as well, because our parents just don't get it. Like, the world is so different now than it used to be. You know what I mean? And they're trying to be helpful. Yeah, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But the world is just different. And listen, we'll be there soon. It won't be long before we're like telling the next generation, like, why don't you just... Whatever we, back in, you know, 2026, we just used to whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying their best. Mm-hmm. But there's so many rules that don't apply anymore to the way that they used to live their life.
Yeah. And it's honestly, yes, sometimes it can be like a little frustrating to hear. But more than anything, I think for me, when I have like a family member try to tell me something like that obviously would have worked or used to work in their life.
Yeah.
It's more so heartbreaking because I know it won't work and it can't work anymore. So it more so makes you feel like you're already in the hole that you're in. You know what I mean?
Let me go through some of these. And if you can think of any, you can call us or text us too. Just stop going to the movies and you'll be able to buy a house.
Stop it.
Just don't go to the movies for like a month or two.
Just stop.
And like, you can buy a house.
Just even the idea of buying a house, dude.
That's all you got to do. Just save up your nickels and your quarters and you'll be good to go in just a few months. Like, no, we can't buy a house. Mm-hmm. We have to have 7 jobs to stay alive. Yeah. That's just how it works nowadays.
And I'm streaming. No, I literally went to the movies last weekend. I just saw Spider-Man.
How about this? Just buy a starter home in the most expensive part of town. That's how it starts, right? Mm-hmm. Buy the cheapest house in the most expensive part of town.
No.
Yes. That, honestly, when I bought my first house in 2017, that you could do that. Mm. That was 9 years ago. Oh my God.
Wow.
That was 9 years ago. Yeah. That was 10 years ago. And that's exactly what I did. I bought the cheapest house.
You were able to do it
at
the time.
I was able to do that with my salary. I could not buy my first house now if I tried. Mm-hmm. I'm so far out of my price range of my first house that I bought. Mm-hmm. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Which makes me so sad.
I know.
Find someone you can tolerate and start a family and you'll eventually fall in love.
Yo, no, that's not okay.
That's what we did.
That is not okay.
Just get pregnant and you guys will figure it out, right?
It's eye-opening too. You know what I mean? It's eye-opening and I also feel like empathy for feeling like that's what you had to do.
I think about like when I talk to the older generation about just dating in general, they're like, well, have you tried like talking to somebody at the grocery store? Like, that's what they had to do, you know. Mm-hmm. Not in the grocery store. Have you met a nice lady at church? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, there's two problems with that. Number one, I've been to church since probably 1998. Oh. Number two, you can't talk to anybody in public anymore. So
<Everyone's> like,
two issues. How about this? Don't worry about whether you can afford kids. There's never a perfect time. I mean, there's kind of true.
I think low key it is like that unfortunate. I think that's always going to be true though.
I mean,
I don't think there's ever like a perfect time.
There's never a perfect time is true. I think it's the first part you got to worry about, which is don't worry about whether you can afford kids.
Mm, that's fair.
I think that was okay 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think you have to kind of worry about if you can afford kids or not.
Because now it's like, what kind of place you're going to put yourself in, but also what kind of place you're going to put them in.
You have to kind of worry about that now. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't have kids. I would say now you probably need to put a little bit of, you'll figure it out. But I would say you probably need like a little bit of financial planning in that, just a smidge.
I don't know. I think you just got to figure it out.
Maybe you'll figure it out. What about this? If you're short on rent, just ask the landlord to lower it for a while.
Bro, could you imagine?
Just call your apartment complex.
Could you imagine? They'll understand. No.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.